So you're on your way to Rome, and on an emotional side, how exciting this has got to be for your family.
It was exciting. We made it a family event, and the kids came back and forth all the time. But on the way over, what was interesting is what they tell you is you're going to get off the plane, and you're going to have to go in and make a speech right then and there. So I had to throw a tie on and whatnot.
Who's there to
It was this? To about 150 journalists, people interested in meeting the new ambassador, people interested in U.S. Holy See relations. They call it the cerimoniale. There's kind of a receiving room in the airport for these kind of dignitary things. I think a lot of airports probably have them. You would never know unless you were involved in that kind of thing. So they take you in there. I've been flying all night on American Airlines, so they let you get cleaned up a little bit. And then made my talk, and there it goes.
Tell them why you were there and what you were representing.
Yeah, the State Department had helped me. We'd written something up about what we wanted to accomplish and what the president wanted to accomplish with the Holy See. Started out just like gangbusters, you know. Started with that, then went to the house, dropped the bags down, went to give another talk and a lunch. Just didn't stop for a while.
But then your first visit with Pope Benedict. Tell us about that experience.
Well, that was a really great experience. The Vatican picks you up. You have to wear they call it a frack over there, but what it is a white tie deal, tails. But instead of a white vest like we would wear in a debutante deal here, you wear a black one. So I had to get one of them. The Vatican picked us up in cars. Kathleen and I had a car, and kids had a different car, and some of the State Department folks that were coming had a different car, a big motorcade. You know, it's just like the president. They shut down the street, and you go right up down Conciliazione, the main street there, right into the gate on the left side. I forget the name of the exact gate. It's in my notes. I think it's in the book, too. You go right in, and tourists are all behind those velvet ropes. Go in, see the Pope.
You didn't know that would happen to you. You're driving down there like the President of the United States then.
Yeah, it was really different. Yeah, I was very surprised by that.
Yeah.
I've been with presidents before when they're doing it, but I'd never
didn't think you
been
would.
Doing it.
Right.
And of course, people are taking all these pictures when we're walking through St. Peter's, and the kids were joking. They said they think that's some dignitary, Daddy. They don't know it's just you.